Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've heard plenty of politicians make campaign trail promises, but we are 12 days from Election Day, and President Donald Trump has started pitching massive, new, complex legislative priorities. First, Trump said he was going to lower middle-class taxes by 10%, and first promised a vote before the election, but later indicated it would come shortly after the midterms. Congressional leadership had no idea what he was talking about. The House and Senate stood out of session and disinterested, and even the White House seemed confused. And today our colleagues Dan Diamond and Sarah Carlin Smith scoop that Trump will detail a plan that will overhaul how Medicare pays for certain drugs, attacking foreign freeloaders that he says have driven up costs in the U.S.
Dan Diamond unpacks this all for Playbook, and here's what he says. What's actually happening, after vowing to lower drug prices, this is Trump's most ambitious move by far. He wants to negotiate more drug prices in Medicare, benchmark some prices against nations like France and Germany, and change how doctors get paid for administering drugs to patients. The administration thinks it'll save billions of dollars, although they're bracing for the healthcare lobby to fight back. Their goal, the timing, just days before the midterms, comes as Republicans reel from attacks over their healthcare policies, specifically their efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. It's no coincidence the White House is trying to shift the focus to its fight against the opioid epidemic and now its drug price reforms.
But Dan notes there is risk. President Barack Obama proposed a less ambitious plan to reform Medicare drug prices, and it didn't even get off the ground. The pharma lobby is powerful, and other industry groups are going to fight this too, given that so many revenue streams are at risk. Let's shift to the ongoing pipe bomb fallout. The House Sergeant at Arms sent an email yesterday to offices, reminding them that in light of the attack yesterday, they should continue safe mail handling procedures to reduce the risk of staff being exposed to harmful materials. Additionally, members and their families should also practice safe mail handling procedures for personal mail delivered to their residents.
Our colleagues Andrew Restuccia and Gabby Orr break down how the president is decrying political violence after years of stoking it. NBC News reports the explosive device sent to CNN featured a parody of an ISIS flag. Dana Bash tweeted that a top Trump campaign official has apologized for a fundraising email under Lara Trump's name, citing CNN after the pipe bomb incident.
The New York Times has a jaw-dropping story looking at how Trump uses an unsecure iPhone to call friends, and that China and Russia are spying on what he says and try to use that to their advantage. And here's the latest on Jamal Khashoggi. The Washington Post reports that CIA Director Gina Haspel has listened to the audio of his alleged murder.
Tons of Wall Street people decided to skip the Saudi Arabia Future Investment Initiative, but former House Majority Leader Eric Cantor was there and led a session on the second day of the conference. Vice President Joe Biden has given us a peek of his campaign schedule. He'll be in New York with Antonio Delgado Friday before going to my home state of Connecticut to campaign with Ned Lamont, Chris Murphy, Johanna Hayes, and John Larson. On Monday, Biden will be in Youngstown with gubernatorial candidate Rich Cordray and Betty Sutton. On Tuesday, Biden heads to Milwaukee and Madison to campaign with Tammy Baldwin, gubernatorial candidate Tony Evers, and his ticket mate Mandela Barnes.
Here's what's happening on the investigations front. NBC News is reporting that Robert Mueller has evidence that suggests a Roger Stone associate knew Clinton's emails would be leaked. Josh Gerstein and Darren Samuelson are reporting that Mueller appears to be locked in a dispute with a mystery grand jury witness who has resisted giving up information in the probe. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president will travel to HHS and give those remarks on drug pricing at 2 p.m. He will also speak at a reception on the 35th anniversary of the attack on Beirut barracks. And at 7 p.m., the president will depart for a roundtable and dinner with supporters before returning to the White House. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With security threats evolving every day, Google's constantly working on solutions to help make everyone safer online. They share their safe browsing technology with other companies to protect over 3 billion devices from phishing and malware, and collaborate with independent security experts to find and fix security vulnerabilities across the internet. You can check out more ways Google's sharing their tech and collaborating with the industry at google.com/security.